Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. State law enforcement officials in Texas are defending the response to a school shooting in Uvalde. Some members of the community have said police should have stopped the gunman sooner. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Officials say it took about an hour for police to stop an 18-year-old gunman who entered Robb Elementary School. In that time, the shooter killed 21 people, 19 fourth-grade students and two adults. Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety told reporters there was no police officer at the school when the gunman entered. Some family members of the victims have since come forward to say police should have entered the school sooner. Escalon said it's too early in the investigation to tell whether that could have been possible.
Once we interview all those officers, what they were thinking, what they did, why they did it, the video, the residual interviews, we'll have a better idea.
Escalon says because Uvalde is a small town, it takes longer to get help in situations like Tuesday's shooting. Ashley Lopez, NPR News, Uvalde.
A bipartisan group of senators are working to find a compromise on gun legislation and have been given 2 weeks during recess to craft one. That's after a Democratic effort by lawmakers to respond to the Texas shooting failed to gain traction. Republicans blocked debate on a counterterrorism measure that would have opened debate on hate crimes and gun policy. The bipartisan group of lawmakers met following the vote, focusing on background checks for gun purchased online or at gun shows, red flag laws designed to keep guns out of the hands of people who might harm themselves or others, and school security efforts. Russia and China have vetoed a Security Council resolution that would have imposed more sanctions on North Korea and condemned recent missile tests. The U.S. called it a disappointing day for the council, which has failed to hold North Korea to account, as NPR's Michelle Kalman reports.
China's ambassador is calling for dialogue, not sanctions. Russia's ambassador says it's irresponsible to propose sanctions when North Korea has reported its first coronavirus cases. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. has offered aid and is ready to talk, but North Korea hasn't responded and instead continues to violate Security Council resolutions.
The world faces a clear and present danger from the DPRK. It is for that reason that 13 of us supported this resolution.
The U.S. ambassador blasted Russia and China for, in her words, refusing to do their job. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people filing first-time jobless claims fell slightly last week, down by 8,000 from the previous week to 210,000. The decline comes as the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits is at its lowest level in 50 years. First-time applications are often viewed as a proxy for layoffs in the economy. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 516 points. You're listening to NPR. A Biden administration is out with a proposal to auction off 5 areas off the coast of California for wind development projects. It's the latest effort by the government to put wind turbines along every major U.S. coastline, with plans to produce up to 30 gigawatts of electricity by 2030. A move the administration says will create clean energy jobs and combat climate change. The proposal includes 3 proposed lease areas off central California near Morro Bay and 2 areas off the northern coast near Humboldt County. The mother of a boy shot and seriously wounded by Chicago police earlier this month is now suing the city in federal court. As Patrick Smith of member station WBEZ reports, the lawsuits claim the 13-year-old was unarmed and shot in the back by an officer.
The boy's mother, Sierra Corbett, held a press conference outside of the county hospital where her son is being treated.
He laying up there, he cried all the time because he might not ever walk again. And it's sad because he liked to play ball, he liked to ride bikes. He just won't be able to do all that again if he's never able to walk. And it's crazy because they had no reason to shoot my child.
Police have said the boy was in a car suspected of involvement in a carjacking and that he jumped out and ran from police. Attorneys for the family say the police have not offered evidence to support the claim. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Smith in Chicago.
Known for his roles including playing Henry Hill in Goodfellas and baseball player Shoeless Joe Jackson, actor Ray Liotta has died, a person at Dominican Republic's Forensic Science Institute, while Liotta was filming a movie confirming the death. Ray Liotta was 67 years old. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.